Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Hello.
Hello.
Pastor.
Yeah. Lord. Hey, Jerry, God bless you. God bless everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. We're going on the air. We're on the air now. It's our first radio. Praise the Lord. We're having a little technical difficulties. We're trying to get more audio going on, so just give us about a couple more minutes. Johnny, are you on? Hello? Yeah, just you, Jerry, right?
Yeah.
I'm here too, Pastor.
Else.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, God bless you.
God bless you.
Is it coming in clear?
Yeah.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Okay, praise God. All right. We're going to put on some music, and we're going to go on in the next couple of 3 minutes. All right, guys?
All right.
Okay.
Can you guys hear this? Can you guys hear the music?
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, praise God. You guys are live.
Jesus, te vesco. Avilante fu.
God bless you, 910 area code. God bless you in the room. We'll be on in the next 2 minutes.
Suento San Jesus. Just mascara me.
Everybody coming in.
Devla Ameta Shanga Angla Tute Delu Disco Devla Ameta Shanga.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We want to thank everybody coming in. We want to thank the Lord. I'm on a radio station, Busho, Living Word Radio Station, Katasa, a radio station Kate in Dallas, Texas. We have a church here on Dallas, Mr. Moljani, or Pastor Kate, Pastor Viva and Kangari. I'm on a Pastor Bobby, I owe Jerry, the Alina, and there's a lot of calls we got in. Praise the Lord. We're waiting for Shaho Johnny Cakes to come in. He's supposed to be in a little bit, but what we're going to do right now, the cyclists are making a favor, and if we could all pray together in one accord, and the Magasu Delta Leo Prao, as we come before the Lord. Amen. Father God, we come before you, Mugadil, and Chisavisku Navu Christo, Mugadil. Dil, it's an honor and a privilege, Mugadil, to serve you. Dil, you are a living God, Mugadil. Dil, Chi, what about us, Jurindi, Mugadil, living word, Mugadil. Adela Palakuda, Dil, we thank you, Father God, Mugadil. Dil, we just ask, Mugadil, Chi, what about the Jalandre, Mugadil, Mugadad, that it won't come back void, Mugadil. That it will teach, Mugadil, guide us and direct us, Mugadil, inspire us, Mugadil, to give us hope, Dilla, to deliver, to set free, Mugadil, to heal, Mugadil. Dilla, Chiwar Basuk, and Azurindi, Mugadil. We thank you, Father God. Dilla, use us as empty vessels, Mugadil, to be filled with your Holy Spirit tonight, Mugadil. Sugodi Naituta, Mugadil, Didro, Mugadil. We're only asking the Holy Spirit, Arat, Mugadil, Devil of Gazdal, Skipitori, Dilla. So he'll be the teacher tonight, Mugadil. Dilla, Jez, Mugadil, Pushaz, Mugadil. Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Mugadil. The Bible Panel, where two or three are gathered in your name, Mugadil, the Tusan Maskaramindi, Mugadil. You are an omnipresent God, Mugadil. Sasanamin Sakatiana Dallas, Mugadil. You are also the La Kaigodi, Mugadil, California, New York, Chicago, Mugadil, even to the ends of the world, Mugadil. You are there because we serve an omnipresent God, Dilla. An all-knowing God, a sovereign God, Dilla. And you also are healer, Mugadil. Kerate important son, Mugadil. You are so great, Dilla. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Dilla. Palakadad, Dilla, Dastuma, Patuti, Mugadil. We ask that you would teach us your word, Mugadil. And Dilla, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We want to thank the Lord for our listeners, such as if you have anybody else that maybe want to be on the air, would you please, such as maybe repost it on the Instagram. I'm on the phone, 347-989-1134. Idella, if you have any prayer requests at this time, if you can, just press the number 1. I try to costume. Just press the number 1, because San Kate will see you on a monitor and will call you up. Idella, send me prayer requests or testimonies, or if you want to share something, please come up and share the Word of God. If you have a testimony or something that the Lord blessed you with, please, this is the time to do so right now before we go in the Word of God. Just press 1 on your phone. We'll see that, and we'll call you up. I like to take this time out and pray. We've seen a lady, Kabusho Zina, on Instagram. She was requesting prayer. She's going for surgery, Kehara. Her name is Zina. So we want to keep her in prayer. Glory goes to God. And also, we want to pray for a Shago, who's about 20-year-old, and he's got cancer. He's got cancer, but Jesus Pinat, the Sastolo, hallelujah. We know that he's healed in Jesus' name. And what about Pinot, that by his stripes we were healed? And Paul, we know, Tolo, that the cancer's all over him, And they said that he has 4 months to live. I'm going to Hujimos, but we know that God could heal. As a matter of fact, the Katika Subalamandi, she had cancer, 2 types of cancer, but glory goes to God. We know there's a God that heals, and he did. Sasadala, she's cancer free today. Glory goes to God. We got a right. Praise report, Opralo Nikki, body for Instagram, Maglav Hujimos. He had cancer, but glory goes to God. He is cancer free. Guhom Kabusho, George DeVito. Glory goes to God. We will sastilo. He had cancer and he's cancer free now. So Dallas said to me, Hujimos, we've seen a 862-290 number. Brother, come up. Sister, come up. I don't know who you are. Come up and if you got a prayer request, God bless you.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you, Phil.
I have a prayer request for my aunt, but I know you guys are praying for her already.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
They're
having
Zena,
the surgery
right?
tomorrow. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Any more prayer requests? Hello, Pale?
Yeah, Pastor.
No, that's
okay.
It. I'm sorry.
Okay. God bless you, Pale. We're gonna keep in prayer and make sure you tune in for the Word of God. Okay, Pale?
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Okay, Jerry, we're gonna lift up Zena and Paul. Zena's going for surgery. Tejada, Dallas, send them in my prayer request. Please press 1. We can see you on the screen, and we'll call you up if you have a prayer request. We'll bring it before the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen? So praise
Amen.
God. All right, would you please, Jerry, would you lead us in prayer? Amen? Paul,
yes.
For healing of cancer, and also for Zena for tomorrow. For good news, she's going for surgery. Davila de Lassa.
Amen. Amen. Lord, come before you, Mugodan. We lift up Zena, Mugodan, Paul, your children, Mugodan. We ask, Mugodan, we know, because we just have one, Mugodan. I just have Mugodan. We ask that you lead and guide the doctors, Mugodan. Do you have a fulfilling, Mugodan? You know them inside out, Mugodan. We ask that you heal them from top of their head to the bottom of the soles of their feet, Mugodan. And we know, Mugodan,
yes,
if we ask people that believe, ask, Mugodan. You'll give to him what they ask, Mugodan. Because we ask with faith, Mugodan. And we know we trust him, Mugodan. Heal him completely, Mugodan. Give your family
yes,
thing, Mugodan, so he can stand by in faith, Mugodan, and expect a healing. Because you are God, and that's what you do. You heal him, Mugodan. We give you praise, Mugodan, glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell us to me testimonies. My talent to me, Jimos. Please, Nazlajan. Come up, press 1, and we'll take your prayer requests. Bob, you still there, Bob? Bob, you still there? Hello, Bob? You still there? Praise the Lord. Okay, we got another call. 862-972-375. God bless you. You have a prayer?
Hey, God bless you guys as well. Actually, yeah, I have a couple, if you got a few minutes.
Yes, one time.
Miss Emma Frankie, Dorlesco, take a talk on the pulpit, on the Jerry's from Dallas, Texas.
God bless you.
God bless you guys as well. I really appreciate it when Loma put on these little things to gain recognition and fellowship. The basis of it is I actually have two. One is for my daughter. She's 5 years old, and she doesn't speak. We don't know exactly why. You know, some people say she's just stubborn. Some people say there might be something wrong with her. All I could say is the doctors say she's not autistic. So
she's not autistic. Okay.
So,
yeah,
not autistic. That's the only confirmation that we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one is for my mother, Sandy. She went in the hospital today again, actually. It's water around the heart and the kidneys now. And, you know, they're saying she needs a heart transplant in the next couple of months. And they're saying it's pretty severe. And we're trying to get some things together and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that I don't feel is right for me to bring up right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, just health issues, things like that, financial issues that she needs help with also. So we're trying to work through all those, and it's been a very, very difficult couple of days especially. It's been a lot worse than usual.
All right. Well, Prala, this is we know we have a God that can answer all prayer, and just because you took the step of faith, Danduma, you're actually asking God, if I open all that, you bring your request before the Lord. Amen. And you know, there's nothing that's a coincidence before the Lord. You know, God saw this day before it even took place. So, you know, everything's So we know that God could heal. We know that God delivers. God sets free. And if we call upon his name, if we have faith and trust in God, the causes, comistimos, you know, Kathy, Kaisaspala Mande, Asasla cancer, they don't and, you know, they just said that there's two types of cancers, and it just hit us. It just got out of nowhere. And here's the situation. I mean, you could listen to the doctors, which you have to. You want to know what's going on. And then you could accept it or not. We did not accept it because we know there's a God that says Sastado, and we believe in his report, and we trusted in the Lord. And I thank the Lord to touch us, Amaradil, Sastadala, and we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sastadala, Arachi, Sastadala, Jez, Avitihara, because that's the God that he is. And I thank the Lord to Danduma. So we're going to go before the Lord, but you got to have faith, and so many people have faith. You got to trust the Lord, even after we say amen. You got to trust him tomorrow. You have to trust him next week. You have to hold on to God and know that he's working on it, the Sastado, and keep trusting and keep holding on. And we're going to hear one day, you're going to call in, and I thank the Lord, you're going to give your testimony. I know it for a fact, because if you hold on to God, if you trust the Lord, we're going to see that miracle in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. I'm definitely looking forward to that day.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' Sabushal Chide?
Sonia?
Okay, let's pray right
yes.
now. Amen? Amaradel, Amaradad, we just come before you, Dilan. Shishavesko, Kuchi Navo, Jesus, Mugadil. Kudon Nav, Kaisu, my Baro, Mugadil. Dilan, my Baro, Katara, any Nasfarimos that has a name, Mugadil. Kudon Nav, Jesus, Mugadil. The name that's above every name. Dillah says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Dillah. Not only physically, but also spiritually too, Mugadil. Dillah, you are the God that heals, Dillah. You are Jehovah Rapha. Dillah, you are the healer, Mugadil, Mugadad. Dillah, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God. Dillah, Chavas, Delopika, Chape, Mugadil, Mugadad. Dillah, Sastala, Kuilo, Mugadil, Mugadad. I pray whatever complications she has, Mugadil, that it'll be gone in the name of Jesus, Father God. Chovas devo filati de la devo sasti, Mugadil. Swinto duho akana, Mugadil. To chovas de la filati, Jesus, Mugadil. I met devo sasti, Mugadil. I can ajaka le dotra, Mugadil, Mugadad, the dikad, Mugadil. The naikachi kote de la. The sastiri, Mugadil, Mugadad. I can go proud, Mugadil. He's going to call, Mugadil, a dope testimony, Mugadil. He will do to Mugadil. Galashosan, Mugadil. She what about Pinodil that by your stripes, Mugadil, we were healed, Mugadil, Mugadad. I pray for my brother's fate right now, Dilla, that he would hold on and trust in you, Mugadil. No matter what the doctors say, Dilla, that he would listen to your report, Mugadil, that he knows that you are the healer, Mugadil. I do Sanessa, Mugadil. And Dilla, I thank you for him and his family, Mugadil. Make the Harlot Shuduko Arak, Mugadil, Mugadad. Janas Kalesa San, Mugadil, Mugadad. And in the name of Jesus, Mugadil. We seal this prayer, Dilla. I janaz, Dilla, the Sastila Wuza, Mugadil, because your word says it, Mugadil. And 2,000 years ago, Mugadil, Mugadad, you said it was done, it was finished, Mugadil. I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Brother, God bless you, Frankie. And this is our number. And keep calling in. We're gonna be on once a week. And you know what? We don't acknowledge ourselves. We acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. Janez, when you called in, you said that recognition. Janez, the only person that we acknowledge is O Cristo, because he's everything. I made you some country, but what's the sacrifice? But Janez, we got to put God first. If we seek him first, all these things will be added unto us. Amen?
Amen. That's a beautiful
God
thing right
you.
There that you guys said and that you guys are doing.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
What's your name, brother?
God bless
Frankie?
You guys as well.
God
yes, Frankie.
I want to share something with you. My name is Jerry. It's just there's a scripture that Matthew 15:31. And I see this in real life. It happened to me. I see this scripture come through in my own life. And it says like this: the people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the cripple made well, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Okay. Now, my father went through a situation, it's been 20 years now, where my father had cancer in his kidney, and he had to take his kidney out in the bladder, and the doctor came in and told us that we had 4 or 5 months with my dad, okay? So we didn't accept that. We went outside, we prayed to the Lord, me and my brothers, Kidame, And we went before Lord Jesus, and we put up my Father in prayer, and we believed. When we ask, we told him that we won't accept nothing else. And guess what? An hour later, the doctor called us back in the room for a conference. I'm a clinical doctor. I don't know what happened, who you prayed to, but your dad is cancer-free. They done the test again.
Hallelujah.
He came back. He didn't have 1 ounce of cancer. I mean, it's totally cancer-free. And my dad's still alive. He's with us today, and he's praising God. He's glorifying God. So, you know, the faith is what moves the hand of God. Trust and believe, and whatever you ask for should be given to
you.
Praise Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God
praise the Lord.
You.
Praise God. We have another caller. Johnny, is I don't know if you're on the air. John, we're waiting for you to call. If you're on, please press number one so we can see that you're on, Johnny. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We have another caller, 713. You press one to get on. 713-560. You're on the air. God bless you.
Yep. Pastor, this is
Hello.
Rusty Marks. How you doing?
Rusty Marks. Bray, how are you, sir?
In God's name, I'm doing so much better in life without his help. You know, I wouldn't be
Glory
healthy.
Goes to God. Glory
yeah,
goes
I was
to
just
God.
Listening. Well, you were saying earlier, Baquite, I guess I'm in the bill, eta Jerry, eta tu, Janessus Pokino, Father. And I kept, you know, faith in the Lord that it's going to be fine. Yes, Hanem Zalugitsakino, Naswalosumas, but Odela Leroy Sastadiama even took care of the sugar, Yamazor.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know,
thank
just,
you, Jesus.
Distrusting in him is the whole
Praise
thing,
God.
You know. And that's the main thing when you build your relationship. Decide this Dumales, Asaki Ilesa, I was Funeltu, you know.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yep.
You know, God is too good, Rusty. God is too good. You know,
yep.
He's a God that hears our prayers. He's a good God. You know, there's times when we have to hold on at times. I don't know why. I guess he wants to see our faith. You know, there's certain times where, you know, you have to hold on and wait for his timing. But God is good, no matter what. God is good. He knows the perfect timing. He's God, and all he requires of us is just to hold on, to trust in him.
Exactly.
That's what faith
exactly.
is all about. Because if without faith, we cannot please God. Out of this, it takes faith to please God. So, Dill, you know, sometimes we just have to hold on a little longer. But I thank the Lord for you, man. I haven't seen you in the longest time, and it's good to have you on tonight. And it's a blessing. How's the family? How's everybody?
Yeah. Everybody is fine. Everybody's doing good. My son got married. Sean got married. Now I'm just down to two more to go and ready to get old and sit on the porch like everybody else, you know. Everybody's doing fine. But, you know,
Glory
I wanted to share something with you about something. I just pulled Jerry on the phone a few minutes ago, and we was in the Bahia Cris, Comensa, Catana Gene por telefono. I thought Jerry was with Doko. A Romaka is in the good at peace. I may be Crisaya or Swato, the peacemakers. Our biggest
Amen.
Concern is that I said the Blisco Swato because Amaro Reto Romano Purano society the Blisco Swato and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
From honor thy mother, love thy father, Tinadukaes, Tinamudares, Sagola Su Swato, if I make like Yasamantha. I am in his compania, Romania. Romaka, she knows that the Romango life or I make a decision. I mean, Musa was the Samyan Brazil, Mizura list, because we have to make a decision, you know. And so we've been
That's
talking
right.
about it to bring God more into the Krista. That Kayopes go temka, Nachi Sam Dusmaya Katisipina Mudadele Romania, Musa Vene de Blisko Swaturi, and the Romania, Nashiavas be a de Blisko, I guess. So
yeah.
that's what we was discussing on the phone, and we brought Jerry in, and he heard a little bit. And, you know, it's just something nice, Pastor, that we can gather, no matter what we do. As long as we talk about God, we're okay.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Well, it's good talking
yep,
to you. And
that.
You know what? I thank
yep.
the Lord, Kisaka Falasimisto. And you know what? I thank the Lord for you and your family. And praise God. We're going to go in the Word now. And, you know, it's good talking to you. We'll be on once a week, and it'll be nice for you to call in and share what the Lord's been doing with you. And and on the other part of that world over there. So God bless you for calling, Rusty.
All right, we're going to go on mute and listen to the Bible study.
God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We also have another caller, 910-318. You picked up, you pressed the number one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. God bless you guys. I'm calling from North Carolina. My name is Donald.
God bless you, Donald.
Blessed. I have a testimony and a prayer request.
Praise God.
First of all, I'd like to, say my testimony about my father.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 weeks ago, he couldn't walk. His feet was hurting really bad and all that, and he couldn't seem to walk. And he never had those symptoms before. And he's on dialysis, but he never had the issues with his feet and all that. So then he goes to his mm-hmm. doctor, and the doctor does testing and all that, and the doctor told him, well, you do have a problem. Your right leg is 75% clogged, and your left leg is 65% clogged, and one of the ones is going straight to your main artery, to your heart, and we really got to take care of this within the next 4 or 5 days. But meanwhile, Pastor, that there was a revival going on in Charleston, South Carolina at the time, so it was a 2-day revival going on. So the doctors put the test for a Wednesday morning. So the revival is Tuesday and Wednesday. So he makes the Tuesday revival. Of course, all the pastors, everybody was praying for him the next morning because everyone knew he was going to surgery. Okay, so the next morning comes. We all go to the hospital. A couple of the pastors comes with us. A couple of my friends came with us to the hospital and all that. So when they call him in the back, then we said, give us a few minutes, doctor. We'd like to pray for him. So a couple of the pastors was praying on him and this and that. Then they take him in the back, guys. They prepped him. They went as far as giving him the sedation medication that they give you for surgery. The man is knocked out now, ready for surgery. So my mother comes in the lobby and calls us all in the back because the doctor wants to talk to us. So we went in the back. So the doctor looks at us. He's just saying, you know what? He doesn't need any surgery. We're going to release him. We're going to release him right now because there is no more clogged arteries there no more. It's only 25% in each leg. And the only problem you have right now is, because we gave him the sedation medication, let him sleep it off for a couple of hours and let him go to the revival tonight because he's fine.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God.
And ever since then, his legs don't hurt. He's fine. He enjoyed the revival later on that night. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lashama Rodel, night, Donald.
All the time.
You know, I thank the Lord, churches. We need to hear these testimonies. You know why, Shalati? You know, we think it's just saying a little word or saying something, but the Bible says that we defeat the enemy by the words of our testimonies. And you know what? Testimonies is a very powerful tool because it builds somebody else's faith. Maybe somebody else is going through something similar or something, and they need to hear an encouragement. And the Bible says that we need to encourage one another, not to discourage one another. I mean, the devil's doing a good job discouraging people on a daily basis, Shagari. And we don't need for us to discourage one another. We was reading last week about how the disciples said to encourage one another, give hope to one another. You know, we don't have to help the enemy by discouraging, talking his language. We need to encourage one another and tell people there's hope, and we have Jesus, and you know, he heals and he delivers, he sets free, and God is good, and he's good all the time. The time when we feel that the bad times or the sad times or the times where we get down and out. He's good in that time because he's good all the time. So we just got to encourage one another. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we see people going through, we need to start to lift people up because you know what? The devil's discouraging all day long, guys. He's just hurting people. And we need to lift people up. And testimonies are just that, Shalati. You encourage everybody when they hear the word of God. They're getting strength, and they know that God still heals. He's a God that still heals. So I want to thank you, Donald, for that testimony. I give God the glory, praise, and honor. Is there any more prayers that you need tonight, Donald?
Yes. God bless you guys. For everyone to know the truth.
So, Sas?
For everyone to know the truth.
Amen. Amen. Jerry, would you lead us in prayer for that?
Amen. Yes. Father God, you heard our brother's prayer, Donald, Mother God. He wants everybody to know the truth, Mother God. We just come to you, Mother God, and we depend on you, Mother God. We're asking you to take your word, Mother God, and plant the seed in everybody's
Lord.
Heart, Mother God. When they hear
yes,
it, Mother God, that it sits in their heart, Mother God. The Bible
yes,
going alone, Mother God. Let them search your
yes,
word, Mother God. Every day, Mother God. You'll be the first person they speak to in the morning and the last person before they go to sleep at night, Mother God. We just ask you, Mother God, that you come into their life, Mother God. Teach, lead, guide, and direct, Mother God. Because without you, Mother God, we have nothing. You are hope, Mother God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, King, Mother God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Donald. We'll be here next week, and you know we like to have you again to come in and hear the word of God and share some testimonies with us. All right.
Amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amazing
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. Churches. I'm on a deal, Lasholo, and praise God. We got a lot of calls. We got so many calls that I got another screen. I have to scroll down. The sea was calling. I thank the Lord for that. Tell it to both the men, Jimos, or you have a testimony. We'd like to hear from you. There might be somebody that's going through something, needs to hear encouragement. Please press 1 and encourage your brother tonight, or sister tonight. Press 1 and you come up on the air. If you have a prayer, please, Nalajan, come before the Lord and give your prayer before the Lord. Just press 1. We can see your name and we'll call you up. And then we're going to go into the Word of God. So praise the Lord. Praise God. Jerry, we want to thank the Lord for tonight. Amen. Sami Kandi, Jerry, if you want to share what the Lord has been doing with you and your family, you got to praise the Lord. You got a new member in your family. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we've been blessed. The Lord blessed with a new grandchild, baby boy. And I just want to thank God because God's working in our lives. He's governing He's keeping us on the path, on the right path. We depend on the Lord completely. In our weakness, He is strong. And the church is blessing us. We've been blessed. The Lord is working in our church. We hear the truth. Each Sunday we go to church, we hear the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. And I just want to thank God for speaking to my kids, my sons, Moshea, Borara, baby grandkids, even they. Learn the word of God, and they speak the word of God. So I thank God, because I know that without God, none of this would be possible. I just want to give him glory and praise and honor. And also, Pastor, it's on my heart to lift up, if you would pray for the baby. I think it's baby Alan, right?
Yes, baby Alan.
Yeah, if you lift him up and pray, I know the Lord done this much, and he's going to do more, and he's going to use that baby. He's going to use him in a mighty way. I just want to thank
Amen.
God for him.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for baby Alan. Baby Tsu, he had a rare case of heart condition where this main artery, Saspanade, and he's only 2 years old. And he went for surgery about 3-4 weeks ago. And the doctors, you know, I want the father to call in to give a testimony, Sastimasa. I just want to share what the Lord did, and the doctors didn't give him any good percentage, not Jerry. They said it was bad, that he might not wake up from the surgery because it's so weak, and if he does, that he won't be good. But Niger Debleska, God had a different plan. I said that is Odell. He'd been 3 weeks under anesthesia. I mean, he went through anesthesia. I'd be slow. Sutat for 3 weeks. He never got up from the surgery. It was a half an hour surgery. He was supposed to recover like 3-4 hours later. from the anesthesia, but slow 3 weeks, she was shelo bibitza. And it even got to the point where when they put down the disco air, disco breathing, that they almost lost him. But Nazir Dvizka, he got up. 3 weeks later, we're still low, or right low. The doctors are amazed. They're seeing that the arteries are working. They're getting better. They're getting stronger. And they don't have no explanation because they didn't do this. The thing that they wanted to do was something similar to help them breathe a little bit better. But now they're seeing amazement. So the brother's going to call in pretty soon and give a testimony. But we want to keep that baby in prayer because he's getting better and better as the days go by. Amaradela, Amaradela, we just thank you for baby Alan, Mugadil. Jonas, Mugadil, Chavasa, Dessa, Mugadil, Dasa, glory, praise and honor, Mugadil. Dela, Wuzza, Sasta, Danis, Mugadil. There's nothing that you can't do, Dela. Tu Sano, Odelka, Sasta, Dan, Mugadil. 2,000 years ago, Sasta, Danis, Wuzza, Mugadil. And I thank you for his father and mother, Mugadil. Continue to give them faith, Mugadil. Give them strength, Mugadil. Kaisani Bonisa, Mugadil. Let them have strength, Mugadil. Endurance, Mugadil. To know that you are with them, Mugadil. And thereby, thank you, Father God, for that baby, Mugadil. Continue to make him strong, Mugadil, Mugadad. And we know he's going to go home to his brothers and sisters, Mugadil. In Jesus' name, he's going to leave that hospital soon, Mugadil. And go home to his family, Father God. On the Navde Christosko. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise God. My God, the Pushasame, Dalasutame Hujimos, just press 1 and we'll call you on the air. If you have a testimony, press 1, we'll call you on the air. And if not, then we're going to go into the Word of God. We're running a little late. Glory goes to God. So, another couple more minutes. Bob, you on the air still, Bob? Probably muted.
Yeah, I'm
probably
here.
On mute.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby. Jerry, would you pray for Bobby? He's he's looking for a house right now. That the Lord will bless him with a house. Would you keep that family in prayer for Bobby and Susie? Amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, Bobby, God, lift up our brother Bobby. He needs a place, Lord God. Provide him a home that you choose, that you pick. A home that will be blessed, Lord God, and your presence will be there, Lord God. Lord God, you go out and find a home for him, Lord God, and you dwell in that home and let him live with you, Lord God. Because you are the Father, and a good Father takes care of children, Mugadad. We trust in you, Mugadad. We ask that you bless Bobby and his family, Mugadad. Talk to us in peace, Bob, Chodina. All that they need, Mugadad, according to your law, Mugadad.
Jesus.
We ask that you bless him, Mugadad, and we expect to hear about it, Mugadad. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Jerry, if we could go and read 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9. So we're going to go down. Yeah, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. We're going to read this real quick, and then we're going to go into the scriptures in Matthew.
Let me put my
Amarudel Amarudad, we thank you for your word, Father God. We trust that your word, Mugadil, will speak to our hearts, Mugadil. Holy Spirit, take over, Mugadil. Dela, I ask, Father God, that you would use us as just speakers, Mugadil, empty vessels, Mugadil. A swindle duchu leturo plal, Mugadil. Sachara lepsi warba, Mugadil. Your word, Mugadil, never goes out void, Mugadil. Speak to our hearts, Mugadil. Encourage, Mugadil, Mugadad. Give us hope, Mugadil, Mugadad. Dela, I thank you for your word, Father God. And Dela, we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, Dela. Chorat devap demeni, Mugadil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Second Peter, chapter 3, verses 9.
3-9. Okay. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. And some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Keep going, right? Through 15?
Yeah.
Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives, and live holiness and godliness? 12, waiting for the hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. 13, but according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 14, therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, and at peace, and count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Jerry. Oh, Peter got the in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9. Tell me that the Lord is not slow in his promise. So Sinisco promise in keeping his promise. We always hear Cavelo Marodil, Avelo Marodil. I've been hearing Cavelo Dill since 20 years, 25 years I've been hearing that. There's even Gajica Penin that he's supposed to come on a certain day and certain time. Janes Bible Penal that no one knows the day or the hour. Not even the Son of Man, Fedi Odad, you know. No one knows the day or the hour, but the Bible will know that we know the season. We'll know the season. So we know, Shalali, that we're living in the end times. We're living in the season. And I read this the other day as I was reading my devotions in the morning. I got up in the morning and I seen this, and the Lord said like this, and the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand him to be slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. So Odell, he's waiting, he has patience, he's waiting for those people to find him, to repent, to come to him. He has so much patience, he's waiting for everybody. Balak Odell, he's waiting. I'm making easily slow. Chavel Odell, or what's taking so long, or how come God's not coming? It's getting worse. The world is getting ugly. But the thing is, he's not slow. He's waiting for everybody. How do we do that? The Bible says that we all come to repentance. And how's repentance? When we walk with the Lord. In verse 10, for the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. And it says that there'll be fire on earth and things like that. Shagari, it's going to get ugly. People are going to wait to the last minute, and it'll be too late. It's like a twinkling of an eye, Jerry. We can have a little deal, it's so fast. It's like, you don't even have a time to get up. You don't even have a time to do anything. That's how fast it is. It's like a twinkling of an eye. And the thing is, like a thief, get out of a little deal. He's coming like a thief in the night. And the thing is, when I read this, it made me feel so good, because you know what? God is waiting for everybody to come back to him. And then I want to read this too. If we can go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew 24:36. This is Jesus talking. No one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So Sas Mayanglao with the days of Noah is going to be the same thing. How was it in the days of Noah, Jerry? It was bad, Jerry. God came to Noah, Pinedesca, that I want you to build an ark. And in fact, I think it took over 120 years, Jerry Knight, to build the ark. It took a long time. But Vichy Fit Kasaz Kanoa, I mean, this thing wasn't done in 10 years. It wasn't done in 20 years. It took them, let's say it took them 100 years to build the ark. Shagari, people used to live 900 year old. I think Noah lived to be 950 year old. Papa Saza Matusla, he lived to be 900 almost 970-year-old, 969. Big years ka tayo sa libig. And God said He cannot content with people no more because, sustan, they became evil. They became wicked. They walked away from God. And they went back into the world. And that's why God has given patience to people. He had patience with them. They lived 900-year-old. But here it says that He told Noah that he's going to destroy the world. And Noah went and built the ark. Now look how much faith it had to build the ark, Jerry. He took 100 years or more. And then in verse 38, Penelope, for in the days before the flood, people were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving into marriage up until the day that Noah entered the ark. And look what it says over here, Shagari. People were just minding their own business. They were doing what they were doing. Chanas, Penas, some of them was getting their families married. They were doing what they had to do up until the time that Noah entered the ark. When the time Noah entered the ark, Jerry, it was over. Soon as Noah went into the ark and the door was shut, it was over. It was no more business as usual. It was no more work. It was no more pleasure. It was done. People were just doing their normal routine up until the time that Noah got into the ark. See, the thing is, Canavelo del Palamende, Antucci, everything stops. Antucci, whatever we're doing, whatever we're putting before the Lord stops. There's nothing wrong with doing business. There's nothing wrong with getting our kids married. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's what's wrong. When we take our eyes off God, when we just concentrate on the world and only the world, and we don't put God first. See, these people didn't put God first. I can imagine Noah at that time was telling people, guys, I'm building the ark because soon there's going to be a destruction. It's going to be bad. At this time in Genesis, I don't think it ever rained before. People said that this was the first time it ever rained. It's like the word rapture. When we hear the word rapture, people say, well, you know what, that's not in the Bible. I don't think that's in the Bible. Well, Diksa Sir, maybe the word's not in the Bible. But Diksa Sir, Enoch and Elijah, they got raptured. They got raptured. It doesn't say they were raptured. It says they left. They were here. They were walking with God. And then there was no more. Lali Odil. They were physically raptured. They didn't die. God took them. So I told Ivano, maybe the word's not there. But God did rapture those two people. And the Bible Penelope is that soon there'll be one left. One will be taken. There'll be two sitting. And one will be left and one will be taken. Avelo Odil. So anyways, in verse 39, Penelope is that when they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it would be when the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken, and the other left. Verse 42, Penelope, and therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch. He would have not have left his house to be broken into. Or Chor Kanavel, we don't know. We don't know Kana Choravel. He just comes unexpectedly, and then by that time it's too late. Manai Galav, Manai Sogori Chodav, maybe to Chodav electronics, furniture, a lot of so, televisions, but it's too late. You know, you leave your car door open and you got something in your car and it's too late. The chod comes unexpected. Well, this is Odelavel unexpected. And the only ones that sunena the devnes is those that are with the Lord, those that are watching for the Lord. A Bible can look at that. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at that time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch. That's what we got to do. We got to keep watch. We got to look for God to come back. We got to be waiting for God. We got to stay alert. We got to keep watch. Then in 44, Penelope, so you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you did not expect him. Shari, I don't know if you know what's going on, but the world is getting really bad. I mean, just Jerry. I mean, you see ISIS going on now. They're killing Christians. I seen the other day little babies. They're beheading little babies. And they're working their way towards America. They want to get to America. And Dixa said, Dixa Penin 1, they're telling people to denounce Christ and live. And if they don't, Mudarendi. And these people who have that option, Dixa Penin goes, hey, no, we'll never denounce Christ. So guess what they do? They kill him. Shalai, I may adjust. We don't have to have a Shurika Kok to denounce Christ. But are we waiting for Christ? Are we that sincere with the Lord? Are we just as sincere as those people are, waiting for God and sincere for the Lord? Some of us are just turning our backs on God for the simplest little things. Sometimes she's asking Kangari for simple little things. We're too tired to go to church, but we'll go and have a dinner that night, or we'll go somewhere else, or just at a flea market site. We put things before the Lord. If I'm a Pano, seek me first. Seek God first, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever to go to, they will be added unto you. They told you, there's my Anglao. God is a very jealous God, Shahari. He loves to be first. He wants to be first. And he wants to give you everything. But is there anything wrong with saying that God wants to be first? Is there anything wrong to be watchful that you cross the divness? Is there anything wrong to pronounce, let's just get could I become right before the Lord? If I would put on that, you know what, faith, it's only by faith that we're saved, not by works. It's nothing that I could do to save me, Jerry. There's nothing we can do to be saved. Only Christ can save us. But the Bible does say that it takes faith to be saved. So it's the faith to hold on, to trust, to rely. The Bible can know in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that whosoever, that means anybody, believeth in him, should not perish, hallelujah, but have everlasting life. And that word believe, if you look at it, it says straight out like this, and I believe it's in the Strong's. It says, I believe it's Greek, and it says like this in the Strong's. It's just simple. To trust, to rely, and to cling onto him. Like that woman that said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. The word touch, when she touched him right there, she believed. And they said, daughter, your faith has healed you. She never even got his attention. Never chigiri kote jere pina, Lord, I need a healing. Lord, please excuse me. I need a prayer here, or to follow him, or to badulius. No, she said in her mind, if I could just hold on, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. That word touch right there meant she was clinging on to him. She was holding on to him. And then the Bible says that the Lord Jesus, he felt power come out of him. He felt Lord, the power just on me, Lord. I Pinat, who touched me? I wish she couldn't go unnoticed. I wait, Pinat, it's me, Lord. It's me. And then she gave her testimony. She said, I've been going to doctors all these years. I spent all my money and nobody could help me. But I knew, and she said, if she could only touch the hem of his garment, she's giving a testimony to God. She's telling him what happened. And then Jesus felt the power leave him. Because sometimes it's that simple. You don't have to just go to shout and scream and do, but just have that belief to cling on to God, to hold on to God. Somebody here, maybe, you know what, you have faith, but you have that clinging faith. Do you have that trusting faith? Well, yeah, I believe in God, but Pastor, you know what, I believe in God. That's not what we're talking about. Even the devil believes in God and fears the Lord. It's not that type of believing. It's faith to hold on to God, to trust in God, and know that God is going to come true no matter what the doctors say, no matter what's going on. Can you imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Jerry? The Gajon, Nebuchadnezzar, but now you know what? If you do not bow down to my statue, does that remind you of something? Isis, if you don't bow down to my statue, I'm going to throw you in a furnace. And he gave him a chance, and they didn't do it. So then he threw him in a furnace, and he said, make it 7 times hotter. He got the guards to go get him and to hold him. And while they're going down, the guards were there, but they did not burn. And the first time in the Old Testament, the very first time we see this, in the Old Testament, King Nebuchadnezzar, the enemy, Panah, didn't I send 3 men down there? And the people were all amazed. And then he goes and he answers himself, and he said, but why do I see 4 men down there? And the fourth man looks like ready, the first time in the Old Testament. The fourth man looks like the Son of God. But in the Old Testament, Son of God. The enemy always sees the Son of God in your fire. When you can't see the Jesus in your storm, in your tribulation, in your fire, in your problem, you might not see him. Guess what? The enemy sees him right next to you. That's why it takes faith to hold on. The enemy always sees Jesus in your storm. Et tabulo, o storm, in the Bible. Penunnit, the disciples, these were fishermen. They lived, Jerry, they lived on the sea. These were fishermen. This was their territory. They lived, they breathed Galilee. That's their life. This is their bread and butter. And here, the storm came, and they came to Jesus, and one disciple came and said, Jesus, wake up. And here's the amazing part. He said, don't you care? Don't you even care? We're dying here. We're going to die. And Jesus got up, and glory goes to God. He rebuked the storm, Jerry. And then he goes to them and he asks them, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Right away, Penas, Joy Mulem, Joy, the rent's not paid. We're dead. We get nervous at Kazimilagumasa. We get nervous and we give the kids attitudes and we don't mean to, but we got a Tistomia Manamuya. We're nervous because Erenta or Mobita, the car team, and then Dumalagaje or Penal Doctor, or I got some news to tell you. It's some bad news. I met Azarata. We come home at Penas Kaya Marodil. Well, let me tell you something. I want to share something with you. God is in the boat with you. He's in the boat with you. And all you got to do is hold on. Have faith. And Jesus told them, that was right for waking up Jesus and saying, Jesus, we're in a storm. But you know where they were wrong, Jerry? When they said, Jesus, don't you care? We're going to die. Let me ask you guys a question. Would we ever die with Jesus in our boat? Would we ever fail with Jesus in our boat? How can the storm get us? How are we going to drown with Jesus in the boat with us? That was where he told them straight out, where's your faith? It's okay to call upon me. I'll save you. I'll calm the storm. But you're actually saying, because Meras, I'm with you in the boat. And I'm trying to tell you right now, Shagari, that you know what? We have to have faith. We got to trust in the Lord. You know, the time is coming. He's coming soon. And there's going to be a storm. I want to share something with you guys about a storm that's coming. And the Bible, Jerry just read it a little earlier, that the storm is coming. And the Bible says, just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man appears. Glory goes to God. We're all going home. But let me tell you something. For those who are not going home, it's going to be ugly. It's going to get ugly. It's going to be chaches, fire. It's going to be heat. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be earthquakes. It's going to be tribulation. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to tell you what's going to happen. I'm just telling you, we're going to be going home. Those who know Jesus Christ, who call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be raptured. The Bible says, look up and rejoice, for your redemption is near. But let me tell you about the storm. Just like it was in the days of Noah. What was like in the days of Noah, Jerry? You know, in the days of Noah, Jerry, that this was the worstest disaster in human history of the world, Jerry? This was the number one world disaster in human history. Jerry, it was so bad. It was the greatest single natural disaster in the history of the world. So great and so enormous that no other event in the Earth's history comes close. It's the number one disaster in the world. Shalani, this was the world disaster. Everything that lived on the world, not just in Europe, or not just in Germany, not just in Middle East, not just Bolivano, Picachari, West. No, the whole entire world was destroyed. And the Bible's telling us that just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be Canavelo Del. Canavelo Del, whoever gets left, Shagari, it's going to be bad. And I want you to listen to something. I looked up the 10 worstest disasters of all history, Jerry. And I'm just going to read a few. The typhoon that happened in Hong Kong was one of the worst disasters that happened. The landslide that happened in Peru. There was a tsunami that happened in Japan. There was a volcano that happened in Indonesia. Budgaje. There's a drought till today in Africa. People are dying left and right. There was a major earthquake. The number one earthquake that ever happened in human history was in China. The number one was in China, an earthquake. But can I tell you something? None of those compared to the flood that Noah, praise God, escaped from. Because those were, Jerry, those were local disasters. They were in Indonesia. Some were in China. Some were in Africa. But at that time, Jerry, this was the world. This was a major disaster. The whole world suffered. The whole world died. Except
for eight people.
Who's only eight people? Noah, his wife, his three sons, and Tribora. Those are the only ones that made it. Can you imagine? It took the man over 100 years. De La Shiroka go ark. And these guys, and he was telling people, I could imagine, he's telling people, Shagari, it's going to rain. It's going to get bad. Get in the ark. Get ready. Have faith. Come on. Trust in the Lord. Let's go. It's going to be a disaster. And you know what? They probably, what are you talking about rain? It never rained. Just like it, we never had rapture. We never had rapture except for Enoch and Elijah, Jerry. But these people couldn't understand, what do you mean rain? It never rained. And it was too late when the Noah got in the ark at that time, Antuchi, that's when they discovered it's too late. That's when the rains came down. Shalari, it was the worstest flood of all mankind. If you Google it, what's the worst disaster? You won't see it. But the Bible says this was the worst disaster. And you ready for this? The next one will be in the end days.
Come on.
It's coming soon.
Come on. It's coming again.
We got to be ready. We got to be ready. We have to hold on. Avila Marodil. There's nothing wrong with watching and waiting for the Lord.
You know what, Pastor? Reading that the other day, in Genesis 9 to 10, is the account of Noah. But this is why Noah found favor with God. It's amazing. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. And he walked faithfully. He walked faithfully with God.
Amen.
Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Joseph. Okay, now, like you said earlier, he built this boat for 100 years plus, okay? And could you imagine if he was in that place, building his boat, okay? And you're telling people that what's coming, like you just like you're doing today, you know, telling people, sounding the alarm, that the people in that time, Noah didn't find favor in man's eyes.
Right.
The reason I'm just gonna paraphrase this. He found favor. He didn't find favor in man's eyes by the life that he lived and by the word that he preached, but he found favor
right.
in God's because he followed the Lord. He walked with Him. He wanted to be obedient to the word of God, and that's when he got saved. Amen. Praise God. And
Amen.
That ought to be the example for us how to live, so we could get into the ark when the time comes. Then I trust on me.
That's right. That's right. Can you imagine right now? We're living in Noah's days right now.
Right.
And he's telling every day, get in the boat, get in the boat, get in the boat. And this was going on for, like, let's say, 100 years. Well, let's look at this one. In Genesis, it says that people lived to be 900. Remember I told you, 950. Matter of fact, Noah died at 950. It says in the Bible that God repented that he made man. I looked at the word repented. How can God repent to himself? How can God, and you know what that word repent means? Feeling sorry. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for repentance. Everybody says, well, Bnei, we're saved already. No, I'm talking about feeling sorry. Feeling sorry. When we turn our eyes and our back on God, when we don't feel sorry no more, when we're back into the world and we're back into our old life and do the things we want to do, and, you know, it's not because, but Jim, Skippy signed and you left God, but when you're not sorry for what you've done anymore. The Bible says that God says that he repented that he made man. Look at the word repented. You know what it meant? He felt sorry because he made man. Because you know why? Man took his eyes off God and he became wicked and he became evil. And some were just, they just didn't care. You know, some
sure.
just didn't even put God first. They didn't care no more. And they just went on their business. They didn't care for him no more. And you know what God said? That I'm going to shorten the man's days to 120 years. Right after that, Shagari, from the Old Testament, you see Methuselah at 969, You see Noah will be 950 years. And if you keep reading, you see these men die 800, 700, 600, 500. Then you go down all the way down to almost where David, King David, because Shagari, they died at the age of 100, 90, 75, 110. God shortened their lifespan to 120 years. Well, let me tell you something. Let's look at this one. It took almost 120 years to build the ark. Shadi, we live 120 years. We're making the ark right now. We are the temple of the Lord. We are sort of like the ark. We need to get ready with the Lord. We have to fix ourselves. God gives us time to repent. He shortened the days of man from 900 to 120 for us. Why? Just like it says in 2 Peter, he's not slow in his return. He's waiting for men to return to him, to repent. And he's given them 120 years to do so. Just like it took 120 years, Jerry, for the ark to be ready. He's given us 120 right. years to get our act right. What does that mean? To work out my salvation? Shadi, no, we can't work out our salvation. To be faithful, to be watchful, to endure, to hold on to God. To be faithful is to hold on to the Lord. Amen? You have to be faithful to God. Trust in the Lord. Not to take our eyes off God and go back in a different direction. Jesus said, come and follow me. Follow me. I'll show you the way. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. And that's why God is waiting, Shalati. He's waiting. And you know what? There is going to be another bad storm coming up, Shalati. The forecast spiritually calls out for a disaster. But Nizer DeVisco, we're not going to see that because he's coming to save us. Like he saved Noah and his family, he's going to save us too. And you must be ready. Pannonia Bible, you must be ready. Verse 44 in Matthew 24, it says, so you also must be ready. Well, if I know God, and if I'm saved, and if I'm born again, why do I got to be ready? You have to endure. You have to be faithful. Because it's very simple. It's very simple to not be ready. It's very simple to not be faithful. To the point that, Shagari, we get to the point where we don't feel sorry no more when we do wrong. And we become callous already. Amar Yiloh becomes callous, and we don't care no more. And I know a lot of people that once were walking with the Lord, Shagari, they're not even walking with the Lord now. They're just in the world, and they're not even thinking about it no more. You ask them to come to church, and they don't even feel sorry. I mean, they're not even trying. They don't even feel bad. And you know what? You can't even talk to them no more. Just like Noah tried to tell the people, guys, come on in the boat. Come in the boat. He wants to save us all. And 2 Peter says he's not slow in his return, Jerry. He's just waiting for everybody to come to repentance, to come back to him.
Right.
That's all he's waiting for. And the door is open right now. The door is open right now. The door is open. And you know what? Today is the day of salvation. And I don't know about Jews, but if Christ were to return right now, tell out there a little deal right now. Are you going? Are you going? If you're going, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you think for a chance, Shagari, it's the truth, Shagari. Are you ready? Are you faithful?
Right.
Are you alert? Are you watching? Because you do not know the day or the hour. Can I go property? Nobody knows the day or the hour. But thank the Lord, we have time. He's not slow in his return. He's waiting. And you know what? It's time, Shalati. It's time. Do you know God as your Lord and Savior? Or is this your God on Sundays? Is he just your Lord on Sunday for a two-hour service? Maybe a Wednesday midweek service on a Wednesday is your God. Do you wake up in the morning and do you have fellowship with God? Do you, before you go to sleep at night, do you close your eyes and have a few minutes with the Lord and thank God for everything? Do you have a relationship with the vessel where he's in your household? He lives with you. Do you have that personal relationship with the vessel? We have to have a personal relationship. And the church does not save us, Shagari. It does not save us. Being in a garage doesn't make you a car. Being in a bar don't make you an animal, don't make you a cow. Shagari, being in a church don't make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is following Christ. The word Christian means Christ's follower. And if we're a Christ follower, the Bible says we're going to follow Christ, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays. And I'm not here to just, I'm not here to point fingers. I am nobody. O Cristo Salvador. As a matter of fact, I'm not pointing the finger. I'm reaching out my hand to those He's calling upon us. He's calling upon you. It's, and the Bible says if we call upon him, we shall be saved. If we call upon him, if we have a relationship with Divisa, and the Bible says today is a day of salvation. Let's not be caught up in churchianity. The churchianity ain't going to get us nowhere. It's going to make us feel good and have a few goosebumps and go home. I asked a shovel one time. He went to church and he said, man, we had a blowout service. Man, the church was great. I enjoyed it. Man, it was so good. It was great. Amen. I waited a few minutes. I pushed him this. What was the word about? What was the sermon called? What was the word? Hold on. He's scratching his head there. Give me a minute. Hold on. I'll get it. And I'm waiting. Yeah. But he that. And I don't think he forgot. I don't think he paid attention. That's what it was. And then you know what? You ask them what songs they sang, they'll tell you every song they sang. You ask them what songs they'll tell you who was there. Ask them what was the divano going on outside in the parking lot, they'll tell you every divano. But actually, what was the word of God? But yet he said it was a blowout service. So that's an emotion. That's churchianity. And that ain't going to save us, Shagari. The word of God is what sets us free. Jesus said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. It's the word that saves you. It's the word that could deliver you. It's the word that can heal cancer. It's the word that can heal heart condition and disease. It's the word that delivers. It's the word that demons flee from God's word. They're scared of the word. They're not scared of church, honey. The demons are scared of the word. Because you know why? Because the word is a living word. Amen, Jerry? And tonight,
amen.
We got callers still on. We got still people listening. I thank the Lord for you guys. We love you in the Lord. Could I say what about Divinsky? We don't want to scare you. The fear is not from God. But the Bible says that we must be ready. And all we're doing is sounding the alarm. The Jinazi, what about Divinsky? Pinasta Minga. Sasaz in the days of Noah. It's going to be the same way. And people were doing, if there was no disasters, they didn't see no thunder or lightning happening. They were eating and drinking and going about their own business up until Noah got into the ark. And I go, oh, Noah on the ark, Panagila Wudad, then all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose on Tutsi. Shagari is going to be just like that up until that time. People are waiting for something to happen before I'm going to come to church when, you know what, I'll wait. He's been saying he's coming for a long time. I'll get ready next time. I got so much to live. I'm only young. I'll get right with the Lord later. I don't want to get too serious. Shagari, today is the day. We don't know. There's no guarantees for tomorrow, Shagari. But let me tell you something. Chidar up to me, because I'm not about that. I'm about telling you, Zavelo Dale, I'm warning. I'm sounding the alarm. I've been on this for a long time. The Lord's been speaking to my heart because Zavelo Dale, my sugo, I don't even want to touch about things that's happening in the world. I mean, the Zumano's working overtime because it's coming. It's here. I believe, you know, there's so much happening in the world with ISIS and the things that's happening, and they said that they got the marking system for the 3-6s, and they say because they're doing ugly things, and the Illuminati's, and Brahmi, there's so much going on, and I don't want to talk about that. All I want to do is talk about the Lord and how good he is, and he's out to save those who call upon his name. And tonight, we share the word of God. Glory goes to God. I tell him, son, Manus, right now, I'll swim to Duho right now, but that's really low. And you right now, you feel that you need to have that personal relationship with Devesa. Tonight's the night. You want to walk with the Lord. You want to get on that ark, and you want to start walking again like you used to walk. You want to be watchful. You want to be faithful. You know, we took the sinner's prayer. You know, sinner's prayer is like a marriage vows. You know, when a marriage gets together, marriage comes, a husband and wife, they take the marriage vows. What they do is they make a commitment, and they say, I do. That's what the sinner's prayer does. You're making a commitment. But now comes the faithfulness. Now comes the faithfulness, to be faithful. You know, we need to be faithful to Divine Sakana. You know, we accept them as Lord and Savior, but a lot of us are not faithful no more. And we're back into the world. He wants us to be faithful. That's what faithful is. Faith is believing. Faithfulness is walking with the Lord, trusting in God. And if it's you tonight that you want to make that step of faith and you want to start walking with the Lord, that God's Son will pray with you, please call. All you got to do is just press that number one and you're back on the air, and we'll pray with you. And we'll renew our commitment to the Lord. I can have a little deal, Skippy Mason. What's going to happen? We're getting on the ark. I believe Noah yelled this message. He told it every day as he was nailing a nail, as he was putting another plank up, another board. He was telling them, Haida Shahari, come on, it's coming. And they did not believe up until he got to the ark. Guys, it's coming. Jean Katumara Kangara, tomorrow Sunday, go to your churches. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the assemblies like some are in a habit of doing. Sosa, we became in a habit of not going to church no more, Jerry. We got in a habit of neglecting the church, neglecting the house of God, neglecting the Lord. So job in on the Code de Vesco. We hear the word of God. We worship Him. We rejoice. We give Him thanks. That's what happens in the house of the Lord. And why wouldn't we want to do this? Why wouldn't we want to do this? So tomorrow, go to your churches. But tonight, if there's somebody that wants to recommit his life and say, I want to renew it. I want to be faithful from here on out. Tonight, just press one right now. Just press one when I will see you. We'll call you up and we'll pray together. Jerry, closing comments. God bless you.
Can I share with this, Pastor? You said, you know, there's no reason to doubt. For the man that knows the Lord, the ark, when they built it, they had many rooms, right, for the animals. I'm sure he built rooms for the people. Genesis 6:14 says, Jesus said that his Father's house has many rooms, okay? John 14:2, the ark had one door, okay? Genesis 6:16, Jesus claimed, he said to be, that he is the door. He is the way to the kingdom, okay?
Come on.
So the ark is a foreshadow of what's in our future, for the coming of Jesus. It's just amazing that, like 6:16, Jesus said he is the door, the salvation. John 10:9, God invited Noah to come into the ark, right? Check this out.
Yes.
Genesis 7:1. Jesus said, come to me, all you that are weary. Matthew 11:28, the ark was made of wood. He's led on the cross for us. It's just a foreshadow of what's coming for us. So we don't have the ark, we have Jesus Christ. But the good news is this, that Noah remained alive. Genesis 7:23, Jesus gives us eternal life. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
So I just want to praise God, and it's important that we see God, like you said, each day when we wake up, during midday, afternoon, before we go to bed at night, we're supposed to put God first in everything that we do. And we're not supposed to worry about nothing else. Because, you know, doesn't God say that seek first the kingdom of heaven, all these other things will be added unto us? That's not our worry. This world, the life that we live in, is not our worry. If we surrender to God and trust God 100%, He's going to take us through it, and He's going to get us there. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, Jerry, we're back on 2 Peter 3:9, where it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand His slowness. He is patient with you. Look, this is personal. He is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Johnny, He wants everyone. He does not want to lose one person. And then it goes on saying in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed, Chuda, by fire. The earth will, and everything in it will be laid bare. In other words, consciousness. Then verse 11, watch this. Since everything, now this is what Peter's saying. Listen to this. And I'm going to end with this. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, here's where it becomes personal. Peter's saying this. What kind of people ought you to be? Question mark.
Right.
Since everything's going to be destroyed, now he's going, he's asking us a question. What kind of people ought you to be? Question mark. And here's the answer that he gives. You ought to live holy and a godly life. He's asking what kind of people you ought to be, and here's the answer. You ought to live holy in a godly life. That's
Amen.
What we're talking about tonight. Let's live a holy and godly life. Is it by works?
Right.
No. It's by faithfulness. It's because you love God. You don't go, it's not a work. I was talking to a show earlier today, and I was saying about works. It's not a work for me, Jerry. It's not a job for me to go get my family to go eat. It's not a job for me to go get food so I could feed my kids. You know,
right.
You have to make money, but that's not a job for me once I have the money to go to the store and buy food. That's an honor. It's a love. I want to do this.
Yes.
It's not a job for me to pick up my baby and play with my baby. It's not a job for me to sit down with my grandkids and hold them and play with them. It's not a job for me to talk with them. But when it becomes a work for you, hold on, well, you're looking for something in return. That's not the relationship we're talking about. We're not talking about work your way to get better with God. We're talking about love God, Shahadi. Love God. It's not a work for me to love my family, my kids. It shouldn't be a work for God either. And today people are saying, well, I got to go to church tomorrow. And, Joy, I got to, maybe some people say, I got to go do my job. I got to work tomorrow.
Oh.
No, it should be an honor and privilege to go on your job, choir,
crazy.
Usher, elder, deacon, whatever. Just sitting in the pews. A Bible put out that, oh, David put that, may I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he says, I shall rejoice. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter his courts with praise. When we come to the house of God, we should be thankful. Not a job. It's not like you must say. It's not the game points. It's because you want to. You're faithful to God. You love God. That's what we're talking about. And if nobody has that relationship that we're talking about tonight, Shapinel, Peter, you ought to live a holy life. You ought to live a godly life. You ought to do this. You ought to love God. God is love. God is love, the Penomian Bible. If nobody feels like that tonight, if nobody has that relationship tonight, Shigari, that's what we're talking about. That's what it takes. That's what it's supposed to be. Not Musai, not I have to, but I want to. I want to. Well, glory goes to God. Nice to Vesca. Nobody press one. I thank the Lord. You guys are still on the air. We have a lot of people. A lot of people have been on for a long time. I thank the Lord for every one of you. May the Lord bless you all. May the Lord keep you and bless you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May you be blessed going in and going out. May the Lord pour out all his blessings upon you. Thank you all. Keep your brothers, your sisters, and I'm talking about your spiritual brothers and your spiritual sisters. Keep them all in prayer. Sit that little deal. Let's encourage one another. Let's sound the alarm. Let's tell people to come back. Come back to your first love. Let's get back to where we were, to have that compassion with the Lord, to be like that with the Lord. Let's not play religion. Let's not play churchianity. Let's be tachik Christians for the Lord. It's not by works, but it's by relationship. It's by coming back to God and loving the Lord and waiting on God and being faithful and to wait on him and to hold on and to trust him. That's what it's all about. So, and with that, Jerry, I'd like to ask you to close in prayer. Amani Kangarisa, the Jeneca son of Dallas. Amani Kangarisa, 1225 North Josie Lane in Carrollton, Texas. We start at 7:30 tomorrow night. We'd like to give you a personal invitation. Mayor Kathy, we'd like to give you all a personal invitation. Tejada, 7:30 at 1225 North Josie Lane. It's right by Beltline and Josie, right in the corner in Carrollton. If you need my number, then do my money afterwards. I'm going to give you my number if you want to jot it down. My telephone number is 214-395-0882. I'll say it again, 214-395-0882. Dalamagan Gujimos, or if you had a questions about the study, or even a comment or something, whatever, I'm here. I'll be waiting for your phone call. But with that said and done, I want to thank you as well, Kaisen Dan. We had 11 callers. Glory goes to God. Well, 11 listeners. And we had about 4 or 5 callers that called in. I thank the Lord, and most of them are all here. Glory goes to God. So I give God the glory, praise, and honor. I just want to thank the Lord, because and we want to thank the Lord for his word tonight. Don't forsake the assemblies. Go to your church and put God first. Amen. Jerry, if you close on
Amen.
The prayer.
Praise God. If we have a little time, Pastor, the Lord puts it in my heart just to mention it, if we have a little time. If there's anybody out there that needs to take us in their prayer, or even wants to dedicate, we dedicate their life to the Lord, because we can never do enough of that. Because it's something, the power, when we come to the Lord and we ask him, that he changes us. He's the one that keeps us on track. If there's anybody else
Amen.
That wants to just press one, La La Jean, you know, God's here. I feel his presence, the Holy Spirit. And he's the one that gives us strength. You know, when we are weak, he's strong. So if anybody's out there that needs a sinner's prayer or even a rededication, come up, press one, and we got the pastor online. I'm sure he'll be more than glad to pray with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Going once, going twice. Sorry, glory goes to God.
Okay.
Everybody's good.
I guess everybody's good. Everybody's good. Father God, we come before you, Lord God. Not that too nice, most, Lord God. We thank you for our pastor. Well, God bless Pastor Johnny and his family, Lord, for bringing in the word, Lord God. You put in his heart, Lord God, to sound the alarm so the people can hear the truth, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for bringing in the word. I pray that this word penetrates the heart, Lord God, of every listener that came on tonight, Lord God. To bless him, Lord God, and to keep him, Lord God, and to hold him, Lord God, till the day you return to redeem us. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Glory goes to God. God bless you guys. And go to church tomorrow. Give God the glory for his honor. We'll be back.
Jesus shall defend Havilante fu Lana maridos petu Suento San Jesus Jesus masca Ang latu